Welcome to the Envision Crystal Clear podcast. We're here at Envision Crystal in Port Jeff. Lisa, you say you're all over the place today, but we just got out of a Mercury in retrograde where I think any of us that are intuitive or know about this feel like we just got hit by a freight train.
It was a rough one. It was definitely some difficult astrology this past 6 or 7 weeks, and I think we actually have a little bit more challenging astrology coming up this year. But hey, got to keep it moving, right?
When you say this year, it's October.
It's October.
There's another Mercury in retrograde?
Well, no, but I do tend to think of things in terms of like 12 months from wherever I'm at.
Okay.
But if I go from October to October, because after all, we're coming up on Witch's New Year, right? So Samhain, Halloween, is the Witch's New Year.
Okay, yeah, you must have saw my look.
Yeah, so did you know that?
I did not.
Oh, okay, so here we go. It's Witch's New Year at the end of the month.
So is there something more heavy about it since we just came out of retrograde into this Witch's New Year?
I mean, the way I look at it, we are always going to have up and down with astrology 3 times a year about. There will be Mercury retrograde. And a good thing to do if you can is to try to use the energy to your advantage. Just this last round, I know for myself, a lot of my friends, it was pretty rough. It was dark.
So there's books on it. There are TV specials on it. All the planets go retrograde, but even the most non-believing astrology people know about Mercury in retrograde. Why is Mercury the one that gets the bad rep?
Well, it happens a lot, 3 times a year. That's part of it. And also, Mercury rules things that are really important for day-to-day life. It's technology. It's communication. It's health sometimes. It can be commerce. So it affects all of our, you know, American lifestyle, right? We're all on our cell phone. We're all shoppers, buying, selling, talking to each other, texting all day. But Mercury in retrograde affects all those things.
So we know that it's coming now, 3 times a year. I know a little bit about this one because you would explain that it was six planets. What does that all mean?
Well, I mean, I don't like to overdetermine what it means because it really depends on what people's astrology is and how it hits your individual chart. Each planet rules different things. So what I always suggest to people is to kind of just go with the flow of whatever your energy you're experiencing really is. If you're having trouble in your love life, maybe just take a look and see because it might be astrology too. Same thing with business. Same thing with education. Same thing with health. Just take a look because that might be influencing what's going on with you.
So you say it'll affect everybody differently, and that has to do with the ruling planets. What does a ruling planet actually mean?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a juicy question. So you're a Gemini.
Yes.
So you are ruled by our friend Mercury, right?
Okay.
So that means that you are very influenced by and kind of affected by what that planet's doing. But that just means that, you know, the sun was in Gemini when you were born.
Okay.
All right? But the moon was someplace. Venus was someplace. Mars was someplace. And each one of those different aspects can really kind of shape up and flesh out your whole personality.
That has to do with the rising.
All that good stuff, yeah.
Okay. So if you know your chart and you know Mercury is in retrograde and you're getting your ass kicked by it, what are some of the things you could do? Like you said, use it to your advantage. Other than hide, which is how I felt with this last one, how is that using it to your advantage?
Okay, hiding can be good. It's like recoup time, right? Some downtime. We all need it. You know, I tend to think of these retrograde periods, especially Mercury in retrograde, as a time to look over your life and say, okay, this is a time when I can go back and finish up things I didn't finish, communicate with people I haven't communicated with. Maybe people in general, astrologers say don't sign contracts, but my own personal point of view is if it's something I've been working on for a while, or if it was lingering or a loose threat and I go back and sign it, I've had good experiences that way with Mercury in retrograde. Another thing you can do is do a little soul searching. And if it's Mercury, Mars, Venus, doesn't really matter. But if you take that time to kind of go internally and look at those parts of your life that are affected by the planet, it could be a good time to get insight and figure things out and really kind of understand your own shadow things, whatever it is that's ruling your life.
So this Mercury in retrograde, I think, was 3 weeks. And then you said that there was something of a shadow period, which we are still in. What does the shadow period do? Is it as effective as retrograde, or is that a time to take a look at what you were just saying, like when you start to rekindle relationships and stuff, and is that a time to evaluate them?
I definitely think that's a great time to do what I call cleanup, which is like look back and say, okay, what did the last 5, 6 weeks look like? Can I fix it? Can I undo it? Can I redo it? Can I kind of get a do-over? A lot of time, that's a good time to put your insight into practice and make it happen.
Like deleting all the people on your Facebook.
For instance, yeah.
Isn't it sad that in 2022, this is how we equate things?
Yeah, but it is what it is, my friend.
But it's all about communication, which is Mercury retrograde. Now, if you are deeply affected by it, especially if it affects your ruling planet, we're sitting here at a vision crystal. What would some of the crystals be to protect yourself during a retrograde?
I do have some great crystals, but you know what I would just realize while we were talking? There is a great simple candle spell for when to do at the beginning of a Mercury retrograde period. And Mercury is a planet that is associated with communication, and we tend to use yellow as the color that can impact communication. So a simple yellow candle carved with the Mercury direct symbol at the beginning, at the outset, and a petition that you make, you know, I perceive Mercury as a deity as well as a planet. So I would reach out to the deity who is Mercury and say, hey, go easy on me. Make it gentle. Help me understand what I'm supposed to understand and help me not to make too big of a mess.
So is it the deity, is it the god, or is it the planet that rules you when you say it's your ruling planet?
You know, I have a point of view that I really feel these deities are alive and associated with their planets. So I feel the goddess Venus is associated with the planet Venus and so forth and so on. So for me, that's how I would do it. Now, not everybody thinks that way. That's kind of a modern witchcraft point of view. And maybe other people would just be thinking in terms of, you know, I'm thinking about the planet. I want to make sure the energy is working in my favor.
So with Mercury, that's the sun? Mercury rules the sun?
For you it's the sun, okay. Because you're Gemini. No, so Mercury is the planet Mercury. And it's, what is that? I'm going to not be good at astrology for a minute. Wait, it goes, I don't know, I'm going to say the wrong thing. But it's a quick moving planet, and it affects communication, as we said. It's a trickster planet, so it is a jokester. Mercury, that planet, has to do with humor as well as other types of communication. So all of technology. Also, think of the deity, if you think of the images that we see when we're kids or when we're growing up of Hermes or Mercury, he's always holding the caudicus, that medical symbol with the two snakes going around. So he's also really very much involved in health and medicine. So that's something to think about too.
So during your time of dealing with Mercury retrograde, would that be the time to get checked out or wait till it's over and then get checked out?
Well, the tradition says you might get the wrong diagnosis at this time.
Okay.
But it's a good time, again, to take care of things that have been lingering and look into them. And in general, people don't do surgeries during either a Mercury or a Mars retrograde period.
Well, yeah, if it affects technology, you don't want those machines going
down. Correct. And no mix-ups, no mistakes, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here with Lisa at the Envision Crystal Shop. Lisa, as we're exiting retrograde now and all these candles and all of these crystals, how do people order from you directly?
You can always order from us at envisioncrystal.com, our website, and we're more than happy to help you out or give us a call or stop by. We're down here in Port Jefferson, and we're open 7 days a week.
Yeah, the next episode, I want to learn more about this Witch's New Year.
You got it. Okay.